the rest of the story. By February 2001, the terror had begun. And it had started not on land, but at sea. The German passenger ship Bremen was the first ocean liner attacked. She was cruising the South Atlantic on her way to Buenos Aires when she was taken by surprise and overwhelmed. Now, for the moment, forget everything you've learned about piracy. This is something quite different, because the cruise ship Bremen was not merely invaded. She was boarded and nearly destroyed. Her interior appointments, even observation windows in the dining room and on the bridge, were smashed. All of her communications and navigation equipment was disabled, including radar and weather faxes. All of the alarms were disconnected, and the ventilators, even the ship's engines and steering mechanisms, were demolished. And in such condition was the Bremen abandoned in raging seas that the surviving crew and terrified passengers were left simply to die. Because there were rogues prowling the South Atlantic, and they had only begun to plunder. Less than a week later, another cruise ship, the Caledonian Star, was accosted in those waters. Similarly, devastating violence, similar results. And yet, while both raided, crippled vessels eventually returned to port, others were less fortunate still. The München was a huge new cargo ship, was on her way to America when she was attacked and destroyed and sent to the bottom, and not one of her crew survived. Same kind of havoc was wreaked on the Ramapo and the Mimosa and the Neptune Sapphire and the Atlas Pride. Oh, I know. Chances are you have been utterly unaware of such predation at sea. But ships are actually, factually sinking as many as one a week, specifically because of it. And 10 of those victims each year are super tankers and or giant container ships, formidable vessels, more than 600 feet long. But we're not doing nothing about these marauding rogues. In fact, orbiting satellites are now spying on them, tracking them through the oceans of the world. And though we are as yet unable to alert their likely targets in time, it is hoped that observing them and understanding them may someday help us to avoid them. Because, you see, the culprits themselves can never be brought to justice, as they are in no way human, but are instead giant. Giant ocean waves. No, not the kind you would recognize. Not even tidal waves, so-called. But a unique, often fair-weather phenomenon now named the Rogue Wave, which was thought until recently to have been a seafarer's fable. Sheer-faced, racing walls of water, frequently more than 100 feet tall, that can snap a supertanker in two. Oh, one thing more. The reason we didn't believe in them until a handful of modern mariners lived to tell. The reason we didn't believe in these rogue waves was that scientists applying every dynamic and mathematical model to the concept, scientists have insisted and declared even to this day that there can be no such thing as a rogue wave. Well, now you know the rest of the story.